If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday Motivation, we just want to share a little positivity with you, and that's what we do. These stories eventually go up onto our Instagram stories. You can swipe up, and we'll have a link so you can check them all out individually. Let me kick things off with Quinn, a little kid unable to leave his house due to a high-risk infection from battling cancer. No kid, by the way, should be battling cancer, but so rough. Well, guess what? The Dropkick Murphys, same state as him, they brought a concert to his front yard. This is so cool. And the lead singer had like a little shark on his hand, so he's like singing as the shark. And
I know what we're going to hear.
When he's giggling, he kind of goes like, hee. So if you hear the kid making some noise, that's what's happening.
I'm shipping up to Boston. I'm shipping up to Boston. I'm shipping up to Boston. I'm shipping off to fight Quinn's buddy.
Just so cool. They're right there. The window's up in the front yard, and the kid's having a ball.
I'm a sailor pig, and I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
What did he eat his leg? Come on, he ate his leg.
You can see the full video. It's so cute. It's so, like, there's no way you cannot smile and be thankful and grateful once you check that video out for Monday Motivation. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
All right, so I read a lot, and I love to study the habits of highly successful people. And the one thing I found is that they constantly fail. They fail
what?
All the time. Fail. People are so scared of failure, but it is essential to having success. You get experience, knowledge, resilience, growth, value. So I found this really cool video. I want to share a little bit of it. It features J.K. Rowling, Ariana Huffington, the creator of Spanx, who I love, Sarah Blakely, and my girl Oprah on failing.
It doesn't matter how far you might rise. At some point, you are bound to stumble, because if you are constantly pushing yourself higher, higher, the law of averages predicts that you will at some point fall.
You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something.
I was really lucky. When I was growing up, my dad used to actually encourage my brother and me to fail. And so I would come home and sit at the dinner table, and he would say, "Sarah, what did you fail at this week?" And if I didn't have something, he would actually be disappointed.
I love talking about my failures more than my successes, because I feel as an older woman talking to younger women, that's the most important thing I can teach, that failure is an essential part of success.
Here's the key: learn from every mistake.
The knowledge that you have emerged wiser and stronger from setbacks means that you are ever after secure in your ability to survive.
There's nobody who succeeded who hasn't failed along the way. It really means that you haven't really tried anything big. You know, you've stayed always within your comfort zone. That's the only way to make sure you always succeed. When I feel the universe supports you and sort of unlikely things happen, it's like in fairy tales when you have all the helpful animals that come along to help the hero or the heroine, you know, on their journey. The difference between success and failure is perseverance. It's like continuing on your path, pursuing your vision, no matter what.
Now I'm looking for all these little, like, fairy tale characters to come help me out today with all my stuff.
It's so true. The only way not to fail is never to try anything, and that's really a life not lived. So go do it. Fail forward.
Live the Web Girl, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
Okay, so mine is about this little baby who at 4 months old, her mom realized something just wasn't right. She wasn't gaining weight, and it turned out she had a heart disease where the left side of her heart was double its size. And so they tried an open heart surgery to correct the problem, and it didn't. And so they put her on the heart transplant list. And in the middle of that, she had a brain bleed that they had to go in and fix, and they almost lost her then. And they almost gave up hope. And then a few weeks shy of her first birthday, she gets a heart and has a heart transplant and gets to spend her first birthday home with her family that she had been away from ever since she was 4 months old.
That's incredible.
I know.
See, this reminds us, when we sweat the small stuff, there's stress, and then there's stress.
Yeah, no kidding. My biggest problem does not involve needing a heart transplant today.
Right, so. Exactly.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. If you want to see the Monday Motivation stories for yourself, you can go to our website. Also, we'll put a swipe-up link up on Instagram.